bad husbands like bad coal. Bad husbands, bad coal. That's it, missus. All they do is smoke and go out.
Ain't a lady living in a land.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer.
They say I killed a man, so they say. Yes, they say I killed a man, so they say. Oh, I killed a man, it said, and I left him there for dead. Yes, I split his bloody head, God damn his eyes.
The Remarkable Performance of Mr. Frederick Merridew by Bert Cools, with Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson, and featuring Hugh Bonneville as Merridew. The Remarkable Performance of Mr. Frederick Merridew.
You're going out tonight?
Well, yes, I am, but I don't see how you deduced it.
Well, it's obvious you're looking forward to an evening of entertainment somewhere in the suburbs in the company of a male friend.
And this is obvious?
Oh, it's perfectly. Oh. But exactly which friend proved an interesting puzzle until I recall what happened earlier today. You opened the latest copy of The Lancet, which you'd ignored for almost a week. Your mind had turned to the world of medicine.
I know lots of people from the world of medicine.
Wow. But only one of them could have provoked a nostalgic expression, a look around our humble home, and a final glance at me. Your old colleague from Bart's Hospital. The amiable but vacuous Stamford.
Oh, vacuous is a touch harsh. He did have the good sense to introduce us.
True, but I was probably the only really useful act of his entire life. Oh. I am right.
Yes, you are. Bravo.
An evening out with Stamford, whose tastes run even more to the light and popular than your own. Not the theatre, then, or even the operetta. You, my pleasure-seeking friend, are off to the music hall.
All right, Stamford. No more guessing games. Get quite enough of that at home. Oh, come on. What's so special about this place?
Two things. Firstly, there's an enchanting little dancer in the ballet number.
Oh, not again. Didn't you learn your lesson last time?
Watson, old man, this is different.
Yes, it always is. And secondly?
One of the terms is really something special. Look, we've got half an hour. Let's go round backstage and I'll introduce you to Floribel. You know, you've changed since the old days.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that I ever was a medical student. Seems like a lifetime ago. You haven't changed.
Pleased to hear it.
Get your hands off me!
No, I don't think I shall.
I say, that's Merridew. Chap I was telling you about.
Which one?
The one you wouldn't want to argue with.
You're making a big mistake!
I'm sorry, but you brought it on yourself. When you started, it was flattering.
Flattering?
But enough is enough. George!
Ready! You can't do this.
Be quiet, Charlotte.
Don't let him go.
For God's sake, man!
Freddie,
get
please.
Back to the dressing room and wait for me. Ah, George.
Mr. Merridew, sir.
This is Mr. Henry Turner. Please don't let him backstage again.
Very good, sir.
Thank you, Turner. In future, keep well away from me and my wife.
This way, sir.
All right. A very big mistake. All right.
Well, well. Quite. Not exactly how I saw the evening starting.
So, which one is your Floribel?
There. What do you think?
Harry. Oh, Harry, I can't take it anymore.
Then come away with me. Now. Right now.
How can I? He'll track me down. He'll find me. You know what he'd do then.
He won't have the chance. Do you think I was bluffing? I'm going to the police. I'm going to tell them what I know.
Oh, and what about me? I'm as guilty as he is.
Only because he forced you.
You think they'll believe that? Are you really willing to take that chance?
Then what can we do?
There's nothing. There's nothing at all. Oh, God.
What if we could be rid of him for good?
Harry.
Look at you. Sooner or later, it's going to be more than just bruises. You know that.
Oh, but you can't mean that.
Charlotte, if he'd been caught back then, he'd have hanged. The man deserves to die.
Oh, it's horrible.
My love, it's the only way.
You'd do that?
To save you, I would. Say yes.
No, I can't.
Then you're going to live in pain and misery for the rest of your life. Is that what you want?
Well, of course it's not, but
then say yes.
May God forgive me. Yes.
So, what do you think? Best of the bunch, eh?
Oh, I don't know. Some of the others come close. That redhead in the blue dress.
Ah, that's more like the Watson I used to know. I'll ask Flora to introduce you.
Oh, no, please don't.
Oh, well, your loss, old man. Ah. Here we go.
My name, it is Sam Hall. And I hate you, one and all. You're a bunch of muckers, all. God damn your eyes. Ah! They say I killed a man, so they say. Yes, they say I killed a man, so they say. Oh, I killed a man, it said. Then I left him there for dead. Yes, I split his bloody head. God damn his eyes. And now dangling on a rope, I must go. Yes, dangling on a rope, I must go. I'll be swinging to and fro while you people down below yell up, "Sam, we told you so." God damn your eyes. Yeah. Yeah. My name, it is Sam Hall. Sam Hall. Yes, my name, it is Sam Hall. Sam Hall. My name is Samuel. And I'll see you all in hell. And I'll watch you roast as well. God damn your eyes.
Told you, didn't I?
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, tell me this. What's the difference between a ruined boot and tune of arc? One's made of wood, the other's made of Orleans. Right, tell me this.
Come on, time for a drink.
Bad husbands, bad coal. That's it, missus. All they do is smoke and go out.
You know, I've met murderers. I've looked into the eyes of men who knew they were going to hang. He really has it right. That combination of defiance and despair. Incredible bit of acting.
Ah, but is it just acting?
What on earth do you mean?
Word is he's actually killed someone.
Oh, come on.
Before he went on the halls. That's how he can do it so well. He knows what it really feels like. The rumour's everywhere.
It's just publicity.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, God, the Lord.
Oh, that was a damn good show. Thank you.
Knew you'd enjoy it. Now, where's she hiding?
I wonder how long Meridew's here. I'd like Holmes to catch him.
Sherlock Holmes in a musical?
No, maybe you're right.
What the devil?
Help! Help me!
Charlotte, what's the matter? Is it Turner?
Freddy, he's got a gun.
Stay here.
No! Freddy! Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Mrs. Meridew. It's all right, it's all right. I've got you.
Then why, my dear? Sit yourself down.
Thank you.
What's going on? Who's been murdered? Mrs. Meridew?
George, stay with her. Stamford, come with me.
Where the deuce have they gone?
Stamford, the window's open. What's out there?
It's just an alleyway, I think.
I can't see a thing. It's black as pitch. There could be streets away by now.
God almighty!
How do we get out there? Quickly, man!
Quiet! Pass me one of those lanterns.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Stamford, come with me.
Right.
The rest of you, wait here.
Careful, careful. Ground's like ice.
Rotting. Food and God knows what else.
Look.
Oh, no.
It's Meridew. Here, take the lantern.
Is he dead?
No. No, he's still breathing. There's no blood.
Surely he didn't just faint.
I think he fell and cracked his head on the flagstone. Watch where you're standing.
Oh, what's wrong?
Yes. Either that's Turner's gun or Meridew had one too. Oh. Mr. Meridew. No, don't try to speak.
Is he badly hurt?
Save your strength.
I had to stop him.
What?
He fired at me. Had to stop him. Aimed for his legs. Had to stop him before he fired again. His legs. Oh.
Pulse is almost gone. We need help here!
Yes, sir!
Well, get him inside. Raise his feet and keep him warm.
Stamford, give me the light. Come on, stay close. There.
Dear God.
You check Meridew. I'll talk to his wife.
Right.
Oh, where the devil is she? George! Where's Mrs. Meridew?
Must have wandered off, sir.
I told you to stay with her.
Freddy! Where's my husband?
Mrs. Meridew.
Where is he, Freddy?
You shouldn't be wandering about.
What's happened? Something's happened. Someone said there was shooting. Freddy!
Then, Mrs. Meridew, please, stay calm. Your husband hasn't been shot.
He hasn't?
No.
Oh. Oh, thank God.
Good evening, sir. Sorry to keep you waiting. Detective Sergeant Fraxon.
Sergeant.
And you are Dr. John H. Watson off Baker Street. May I shake you by the hand?
Oh, certainly.
I'm obliged. Well, bit of a change for you, they say, sir.
Is it?
Nothing bizarre here. Nothing outre. Whole thing's cut and dried.
Oh.
Seems that Turner's one of those pathetic types who latch onto people in the public eye and then get a bit carried away.
That seems rather an understatement.
No. I'm afraid your famous friend won't be gracing this one with his presence. Pity.
A night at the music hall can be more interesting than I realised. Here.
Oh, thank you. Good health.
Health?
Oh, that's good.
Carry on with your reconstruction of events.
Fraxon's reconstruction.
You disagree?
Well, it's reasonable enough on the face of it. Turner lost his nerve.
Possibly when he saw the gun in Meridew's hand.
Yes. Anyway, he escaped through the window the way he got in, and Meridew chased him.
Shots were exchanged, Turner was killed. And then something happened which culminated in Meridew being knocked senseless.
According to Fraxon, he started to run towards Turner to see how badly he was hurt. Lost his footing, fell, and hit his head on the flagstone.
That's where your doubt lies.
Well, if a man's running and slips, I'd expect him to topple forwards onto his face. Merridew had fallen in the opposite direction.
Onto his back, you mean?
No, no. He was lying face down, but his feet were towards the dead man, as if he'd been running away from him.
Well, perhaps he was doing exactly that, to get help.
Mm. But why run? It was obvious that Turner was dead. Even a layman would have known. The wretched man's blood was everywhere.
Did you mention this to Fragson?
No. Well, it's not much I know, but not very scientific.
Well, it's a detail, and details are always important, one way or another. But it's not just Merridew's fall that bothers you, hmm?
No, it isn't. But there's nothing specific. It's just, I don't know, something feels wrong about the whole business. I was wondering if you'd look into it.
Hmm? How can I? It all happened on private property. I can't just walk in uninvited.
Well, suppose someone involved in the case engaged you to investigate.
Well, that would be different. Is it likely?
I'd say it was extremely likely.
Indeed? Who is this potential client?
Me.
It's firmly locked and not been open for a long time. But a substantial gap in the railings and some definite traces on the ground. Yes, this is where Turner got in and where he was hoping to get out.
Well, Fragson used almost exactly the same words.
Oh. They must be putting something in the tea down at Scotland Yard. Yes, you're right. It's like walking on goose fat. Yes. Turner's body lay here.
Hmm? Yes.
Yes. Obsession that escalated to violence. And presumably, Merridew anticipated it since he'd already obtained a gun.
But he didn't need to.
Hmm? Oh, Detective Sergeant Fragson. Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, this is a very great pleasure, sir.
Fragson, what did you mean about the gun?
Merridew didn't have to get it. He already had one. He and his wife used to be Billy Madison and Maisie Wild West sharpshooters extraordinaire.
Fascinating.
It's about the only thing that is. I'm afraid there's nothing here to interest you, sir. Straightforward affair from start to finish.
Then why are you here?
To collect the final bit of evidence. Couldn't find it in the dark.
Oh, the bullet that missed Merridew.
Just dug it out of the wall at the other end of the alley.
May I see it?
Of course.
Thank you.
Now, it's hardly worth bothering the coroner. Self-defense, cut and dried.
What's the news of Merridew, Sergeant?
Well, he's alive, Doctor, but still out cold. Isn't that a bit odd, just from a crack on the head?
Oh, it's not unheard of. There can be any number of complications.
Where is he?
There's a cottage hospital just around the corner.
Oh, how very convenient. Thank you.
Sir, Mrs. Merridew's there as well. She was in quite a state herself last night.
Yes, shock. Perfectly normal.
Quite. Well, I'm off back to the yard. Perhaps someday we'll meet on a case that's worthy of you, Mr. Holmes.
Hmm.
Good morning to you both.
Braxton.
Sergeant.
Right, let's see if he's left any evidence intact.
Oh, the ground here is even more churned up than at the other end.
Yeah. The bullet hole. Yes, he dug it out with a thin-bladed knife with a serrated edge. Quite a clean job.
Oh, that brickwork's in a terrible state.
Yes, Fragson did well not to cause any more damage than he did.
He does seem to know what he's doing. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Now, Doctor, have the courage of your convictions, even if you don't know what they are. What was the visibility like last night?
Pretty poor, but better than I thought when I looked out of the window. But my eyes hadn't adjusted.
Huh. Right, time for a charitable visit to the sick, I think.
Merridew's come round. They've sent word to the yard.
Then we don't have long before Fragson gets here. I'll meet you back at Baker Street for lunch.
I'm not going in with you?
No. I have another task for you.
Miss Florabel Dainty? Dr. John Watson.
Oh, delighted to meet you, Miss Dainty.
Yeah, that's only for the stage, Doctor. It's Hawkins. Emily Hawkins. Shall we sit down?
Good morning to you both. My name is Sherlock Holmes.
The detective?
The same.
Good morning, Mr. Holmes.
I don't understand. What are you doing here? Lovely. Right. Where would you like me to start?
Well, when did you first see Turner? Has he been backstage all this week?
This week? Doctor, that man's been hanging around the Merridews for months.
He just came round to the stage door one night. He said he'd seen us when we did our old act.
Yes.
He started turning up almost every night. Of course, I knew why.
Indeed.
He was completely besotted with Charlotte. Was he not, my dear?
I've been in the same bill as Fred and Mary Jew quite a few places recently, on and off, all over the country. Mm-hmm. Turner was always there.
Did the Mary Jew seem to mind?
Not at first. But then things changed. They'd always been so close, so loving, even in public. But they started having little rows, snapping at each other, that sort of thing. I saw her crying more than once.
Here.
Thank you.
He kept asking when she'd be back on the stage.
Why did you give it up, Mrs. Merridew?
I didn't want to.
It was because of her health, Mr. Holmes.
Did you tell Turner that?
It was none of his business. But we tried to make it plain that it wasn't going to happen.
And he wouldn't drop the idea?
He started saying that she should be doing a solo act. He got more and more intense about it. And finally, last night, he passed a remark to Charlotte.
Yes. Yes, that's right. He really frightened me.
When she told me, I had him barred from the theatre straight away. I had no choice.
What was it he said?
Oh, he said, I mean it, you know. You could do great things without him holding you back. And if you won't get rid of him, just say the word and I'll do it for you. Most of the time, Fred Merridew was patient with him, polite.
Most of the time?
Yes. But there were moments, as if he'd let his guard down. And then, look, I could be wrong about this.
He'd still like to hear.
Well, just at those moments, I could have sworn that Merridew was actually afraid of him.
Now, were you surprised when Turner returned with a gun?
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. I was amazed.
It was brave of you to face him.
To be honest, I thought that Charlotte might have been mistaken.
Anyway, you discovered that she wasn't.
Frankly, he didn't look that much of a threat. He was just standing there with the gun down at his side. He didn't seem at all inclined to use it.
But nonetheless, you produced a gun of your own. Have you always kept a loaded pistol in your dressing room?
People on the stage attract all sorts.
It's just a precaution. I thought it would intimidate him.
And did it?
Yes. He was out of there like a scalded cat.
Well, why did you follow him?
Well, to make damn sure that he kept running.
Which, of course, he didn't. He fired at you and missed.
And I fired back. God knows, I'm not proud of that. And I'll take whatever's coming. But I swear I had no choice. He was about to shoot again. I could see the moonlight glinting on the barrel of his gun as he aimed, so I fired.
And then?
Well, I hate to sound even more melodramatic than I do on stage, Mr. Holmes, but then everything went blank and I woke up here about an hour ago.
The value of different testimonies.
Yes, Merridew tolerated Turner, was polite to him, welcomed him to their dressing room.
And was secretly terrified of him. Why?
Oh, because he thought he might lose his wife to the man? No. Oh, that doesn't inspire terror. How was Merridew?
Oh, fighting fit. Going back on tonight.
Oh, that's not wise. He should rest.
His good wife was of the same opinion. Both of you are doomed to disappointment, I'm afraid.
You know, I think I'm wasting your time. Everything we've heard points to Fragson being right.
Hmm? And what about Merridew's fall?
Maybe he really was running back for help.
Well, you're suggesting that he forgot something that occurred before he banged his head.
Well, it's rare, but it happens.
Hmm? And your general disquiet?
Yeah, still there, I have to admit.
Well, I have something that might add to it.
Oh?
Yes, at the end of my meeting with them, Charlotte Merridew went off to collect her husband's clothes, and Merridew said something extremely interesting.
Good God.
Mr. Merridew?
I just saw something in my mind. A fleeting image.
Of what?
A memory or a dream. I was in the alley. I think it was the alley.
And what did you see?
A figure. Standing in the darkness.
Turner?
No, not Turner. It was someone else. Someone standing much closer. Standing and staring right at me. Someone... Oh, no, it's gone. It's gone. Oh, it was a dream.
What if Mary Dew didn't slip over?
Go on.
I was just thinking, if there was a third person in the alley, he could have knocked Mary Dew out. But why?
Well, perhaps so he could get away unobserved.
Yes, but what was he, you know, or she, I suppose, doing there in the first place?
Well, we can't be certain that anyone was there.
But if Mary Dew was right, perhaps Turner wasn't acting alone. No, that's ridiculous. Could it have been a passerby? Anyone can get into that alley.
Enough speculation. We're building on quicksand.
Oh, presumably that's why we're going to Scotland Yard.
Exactly. To gather material for a firmer foundation. Yeah, this is the one.
Oh, are you sure we should be doing this?
Relax, Doctor. This establishment owes me a favour or two. And besides, Fraxon's still safely at the hospital and won't be back for at least another hour. Now, let's see. There's a bullet from the wall. Another envelope removed from the body of Mr. Henry Turner. Ah, signed by the surgeon and Fraxon, dated and witnessed. Almost gives one hope for the future. Ah, Meridew's gun, I presume?
Yes.
Still loaded. 5 unfired bullets, 1 spent cartridge. That's exceptionally well balanced, but a trifle ostentatious. Silver-plated barrel, gold decoration on the handle.
Or to look good from the stage, catch the light.
Quite so. Ah, Turner's pistol. Smaller, lighter, distinctly plainer. But also with 5 live bullets and 1 discharged. Yes. Where was this lying? Did you observe?
It was still in Turner's hand. His finger was on the trigger.
Indeed, an interesting detail.
And details are always important.
One way or another, exactly. This barrel's very interesting. And so's the grip. Yes, I wonder...
Oh, you've seen something. What have you seen?
Yes, you like that, don't you, Tilly girl? Yeah, maybe I'll join you. Poor man's dry feet and rabbit on Sunday.
Good shooting.
Thank you.
Sirs, what's going on?
We're conducting an experiment.
What sort of experiment?
A sort with 2 parts.
Oh, I know that look. The experiment didn't work, did it?
Not as well as I'd have liked.
I might be able to sympathise a little more if you tell me just why you did it.
Because you're right and Fraxon's wrong. What was meant to happen in that alleyway wasn't at all straightforward.
What was meant to happen?
We're dealing with a cold and calculated murder and a plan that went awry. Yeah, they'll be arriving soon for the first house. Let's see if George has forgiven me enough to let us wait in the warm.
Holmes, I don't feel comfortable in here. A performer's dressing room should be private.
Contain your scruples, Doctor, and look at this splendidly unartistic photograph.
Mm. Oh, this must be their old act. What was it, Billy, Madison and Maisie?
Well, surely you see the vital detail?
I'm afraid not.
The guns! Quiet. Well,
George didn't tell us we had visitors.
Because I asked him not to.
And guaranteed obedience with the brand new bottle of gin I saw on his desk. Good evening, Mr. Holmes.
Good evening.
I don't believe I know you, sir.
Dr. John Watson, my friend and associate.
Ah, so I've been treated by the famous Dr. Watson. I'm honoured.
Oh, madam, I'm pleased to see you so fully recovered.
Oh, you're very kind.
Well, this is all very civilised, gentlemen, but I must ask you to excuse me. I have to get ready. Perhaps you'd care to come back after the performance?
Perhaps you'd care to close the door.
I beg your pardon?
This is a matter which should be discussed in private. Watson?
Certainly.
Oh, now, just a moment.
All right, Charlotte. You're welcome to carry on, Mr. Holmes, as long as you don't mind if I do the same.
Of course. First, the most basic fact. This whole affair was staged. Staged as carefully and precisely as any of the acts on display in the limelight.
Interesting theory.
No, it's no theory. Secondly, Turner's death was not an accident. It was murder.
My dear Mr. Holmes, are you saying that I killed him deliberately?
No, sir, I am not. I am saying that he was murdered by both of you.
May I ask why we did this?
Well, because he was blackmailing you. If you've dealt with as many of those serpents and their victims as I have, the signs are unmistakable. At first, you gave in to his demands, whatever they were.
Well, I believe money is the usual thing.
And by the time you reached London, it was clear that something had to be done. So you laid your plans, and obligingly, he fell right into your trap by coming to the theatre.
I'm sorry, but you've brought it on yourself. When you started, it was flattering.
Flattering?
But enough is enough.
The exasperated celebrity whose patience had worn thin and the wife whose admirer had caused a rift with her husband. Acting. All of it. You made sure that there would be people there to watch the scene, and your victim took up his cue admirably, Watson.
He threatened you in public.
Exactly as you needed him to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you waiting for me to comment? It's most intriguing. Please, go on.
After you so publicly threw Turner out of the theatre, I believe your wife went after him.
And just why do you think I'd do such a thing?
To arrange for him to murder your husband.
Say yes.
Oh, may God forgive me. Yes. Oh.
Tell me, did you manage to make Turner think it was his idea? That's exactly the kind of manipulative, emotional touch a woman would enjoy.
Is that so?
Well, it's not important. What did matter was for you to get him back to the theatre.
Oh, don't tell me. Because that was the setting for the final stage of the drama.
Yes? I think that Turner genuinely cared for you, Mrs. Merridew. Oh. I could see it in his eyes when your husband hurt you.
Pretended to hurt her.
What was the line you fed to him? That you were in love with him? That you were desperate to escape from an intolerable marriage?
That you could make a murder look like something else? A clever strategy, that one. Don't you think so, Merridew?
You have to provoke him into shooting at you.
What?
I'll put blanks in his revolver. Let him fire first, then you shoot back. It'll be self-defense.
I'll get a gun.
Oh, no need. I've got one you can use. Come to the dressing room when the top of the bill's on. He'll be in the wings, drooling over the little tart. Well, there's an alley round the back.
Turner arrived to collect your gun, but of course you didn't give it to him. He must have been amazed at what happened then. And now our leading man took centre stage. You appeared, dead on cue. You burst in here, and that's where you made your first mistake, Merridew. You closed the door behind you.
A man was threatening your wife, you were furiously angry, and yet you stopped to close the door.
You had no choice. If you left it open, everyone would have heard Turner protesting that he wasn't armed. But you were. With two guns, both of them fully loaded.
Small wonder that Turner tried to get away.
You maniac! Keep away from me! Keep back!
You waited until Turner had almost reached the gate, then jumped down after him. And then you did something rather ingenious. I really must congratulate you. You fired one of the pistols into the wall behind you, which not unnaturally made Turner stop and face you.
For God's sake, man!
And then, calmly and deliberately and with great skill, you took the second pistol and shot him cleanly through the heart. To complete the picture, all you had to do was plant the first gun in Turner's hand. Simplicity itself, and you did it quickly and efficiently.
Oh, that's good to hear. May I ask a question?
Please do.
This other gun, where did I get it?
It was the gun your wife had promised Turner, her gun from the old act. You'd already disguised the weapon by prising off the gold overlays and removing the thin layer of plating with abrasive.
Wouldn't it have been simpler to obtain a completely new gun?
And risk the purchase being traced.
Ah, of course. Charlotte, this mascara's starting to go hard again. Remind me to replace it, would you?
Well, certainly, dear.
Thank you. Do go on, Mr. Holmes.
And then, Then your grand plan was undone in the simplest, most commonplace manner imaginable. Watson?
As you ran back to your own end of the alley, you lost your footing, fell and cracked your head on the flagstones. And that's how I found you.
You made a supreme effort to rescue the plan, forcing yourself to stay conscious just long enough to paint your false picture of what had happened. It was probably the finest performance you've ever given, and it will be your last.
Well, what can I say? That was truly remarkable. A tour de force, so imaginative. The best outline for a drama I've heard in years.
You deny it?
Of course he denies it.
Of course I deny it. Even if it were true, which it isn't, what else would you expect me to do? Break down in tears? Confess? Oh, Mr. Holmes, how can I ever thank you? You've taken such a burden off my shoulders. Is that the usual response on these occasions?
I have proof. Scientific proof.
Then I'll be fascinated to hear it. Please, the spotlight continues to be yours, and you hold it so well.
Turner was found with a gun in his hand and his finger on the trigger, but only one shot had been fired. Any doctor will tell you that the muscles of the hands experience an extreme spasm at the moment of a violent death. The fists close, the fingers grip, the force is more than sufficient to pull a trigger. So where was the involuntary shot?
Your argument being that since it didn't happen, the gun must have been put there after the man was dead. Very clever.
Then there's Turner's bullet, the one that missed you. The depth it penetrated into the wall matched a shot I fired from 3 feet away. A bullet from 30 feet left a rather different hole in the brickwork.
Now that is interesting. Excuse me. Oh, I hate this wig, but it does seem to frighten the ladies. Mr. Holmes, let's suppose that someone did plan a murder on exactly those lines. Someone intelligent, resourceful and cunning. Don't you imagine that he... Or she.
Oh, Freddy, really?
Would take pains to check every detail in advance. By, for example, consulting a doctor on exactly what might happen to a man's hand at the point of sudden death. And if he did, I believe he would learn that cadaveric spasm, that is the correct term, Doctor?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that cadaveric spasm does indeed occur, but not by any means in every single case. They're so important, these little exceptions in life, don't you agree? Oh, do you know, I think I might treat myself to a different scar for a change. And those bullets. Wouldn't a truly careful murderer find a brick wall somewhere deserted, a wall much the same age and condition as the one in the alley? And wouldn't he shoot at it twice from different distances, exactly as you did? Charlotte, my dear, what do you suppose he would find?
Oh, that the difference in the two impacts was actually remarkably small.
I think you could well be right. Bluffing doesn't become you, Mr. Holmes. It really doesn't.
5 minutes, if you please, Mr. Merridew. 5 minutes.
Thank you, Jimmy. Heaven knows, gentlemen, I'm no expert, but I believe the relevant phrase is reasonable doubt. Well, thank you for a most entertaining conversation. And now, if you'll excuse me... I have to go and confess to a murder.
Gentlemen.
Oh, that devil take the man.
There's no helping it, Watson, and that's a rather expensive brandy.
How can you be so calm? It's abominable. He practically admitted it.
Knowing that he was safe to do so. He's right. I can't actually prove a thing.
So you were bluffing?
Well, it can be a useful technique sometimes, just not this time. I knew they were clever, but I hadn't counted on just how clever.
Oh, I wanted to wipe that smug smile right off his face.
God damn his eyes.
Oh, you're right. What's the point of getting angry?
It's always struck me as a singularly unproductive emotion. Are you actually going to pour the drinks, or will you just be throwing the decanter around some more?
I'm sorry. Here.
Thank you. Oh. Well, you've not been the luckiest of my clients.
Oh, I wouldn't say so. I engaged you to find out what happened in that alleyway, and that's exactly what you did.
Thank you.
I suppose that nonsense about a third person was just to put you off the scent.
When I walked into that hospital ward, it must have given them quite a fright. He rose to the occasion, though. Oh, yes, a splendid bit of improvisation.
What was the hold that Turner had over him, do you think?
Well, perhaps the rumour's true. A murder in his past.
Well, if that was it, then he's killed twice.
And shall again.
Do you think so?
Merridew's a man who thrives on success, and he's just renewed his acquaintance with the greatest triumph of all. He's escaped the gallows. That's a thrill a man won't lightly abandon.
The first time he killed and got away with it, and the second, he not only got away with it...
He bested Sherlock Holmes.
So this time the achievement was greater?
And the next time will have to be greater still, or it won't be enough. It won't be satisfying. It's the curse of the addict.
Greater still? What could he possibly do to top this?
I don't know. But I'm rather looking forward to finding out.
Oh, they say I killed a man, so they say. Yes, they say I killed a man, so they say. Oh, I killed a man one day in a filthy alleyway. Yes, I shot his chest away. God damn his eyes!
In the remarkable performance of Mr. Frederick Merridew, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Frederick Merridew was played by Hugh Bonville, Charlotte Merridew by Jill Cardo, Stanford by Malcolm Tierney, Detective Sergeant Fragson and Turner by Jonathan Taffler, Flora by Donna Hughes, and George by Stephen Critchlow. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam, and the violinist was Leonard Friedman. The remarkable performance of Mr. Frederick Merridew was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the short story The Empty House by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.